helping raise funds at the London Winter Walks, an iconic walk for my incredible aunt. Last January, Mary Ann Pashajian completed the London Winter Walk to raise money for PSPA with five members of her family. They were walking in memory of Aunt Sue. Taking on an iconic walk in the capital felt like the perfect way to honour Sue, whose spirit of adventure saw her hike in far-flung places from Antarctica to the Galapagos. Their six-strong team of Sue supporters raised over £900. Mary Ann said, "Doing the winter walk for PSPA was the perfect way to honour my Aunt Sue. Sue faced PSP with great determination and remained in control until her final days." Sue was a lifelong New Yorker, having lived in the city for over 50 years. In 2019, she started experiencing health issues that persisted. She kept going to the doctor, but no one could figure out what was going on. Sue read voraciously and was particularly eloquent, having had a thriving 40-year career in the fashion industry. Watching her lose the ability to express herself was heartbreaking. She was finally diagnosed with PSP in 2022. Her own mum also had PSP, a brain autopsy by Massachusetts General Hospital posthumously revealed. "When she got her diagnosis, she faced it head on. She told me, 'I'm going to make the most of the time I've got left.' And that's exactly what she did. She began to direct her life with purpose, grounded in her early Lutheran and later Catholic faith. My aunt accepted support with so much grace, whether it came from hospice, medical professionals or carers. She made peace with her diagnosis and educated herself every step of the way. She wasn't afraid. In her last months, together with her death doula, Bob, a member of her care team, Sue crafted a legacy and farewell document, recapping the key events of her life with a tribute to all those whom she cherished. Bob read this document at her celebration of life ceremony this past February, on what would have been her 78th birthday. Sue died in November 2024. The winter walk was just 2 months later. We knew we wanted to do something in her memory, something that felt meaningful. A month earlier, my husband had run the Chicago Marathon in her honour, wearing a t-shirt with her image screen printed on it. But when I saw the winter walk listed on PSPA's website, I knew this was something the whole family could do. We invited family from America to come along, and my brother and two cousins flew over. My husband, daughter and I joined them on the walk. It turned into a beautiful day of remembrance, despite the non-stop rain. We walked along the Thames, past scores of iconic London landmarks, laughing, sharing memories, and just enjoying being together. It felt especially meaningful because my aunt had been such an adventurer. She'd hiked all over the world and loved being outdoors hiking. So walking 10K in her memory in a city she had visited and loved felt like exactly the right way to celebrate how much she meant to us. I've done charity walks before, but this one was close to home. Last year, Malcolm Doughty, his wife Anne and their family came together to take part in the winter walks for PSPA, raising an incredible £4,000 for the charity. Anne, who is living with PSP, completed the 10-kilometre walk in her wheelchair, accompanied by Malcolm, daughters Kirsty and Kate, and granddaughter Gabby. The walk, which followed a route from the Oval Cricket Ground along London's South Bank and back, turned into a memorable family weekend. Malcolm said, "I've done walks for other charities in the past, but this one was closer to home. When Anne was diagnosed with PSP, I contacted PSPA straight away. For the past 3 years, we've attended the Kenilworth and Rugby support groups. It's been so helpful to speak to others and share experiences, We've learned a great deal from the group. We wanted to do something to support the charity. We made a weekend of it with a family reunion in London. It was nice to connect with relatives and also do something together to raise money for the charity. We even got a medal at the end. For Kirsty, the walk was a good opportunity to raise awareness. Kirsty said, "It was a time for us to all be together, doing something positive to raise awareness of PSP. We all wore PSPA t-shirts, and before we'd even started, people were coming up to me to share their own experiences of PSP. I met a brother and sister in their early 30s who had sadly lost their mum to PSP just the year before. It makes you realise you're not alone, even though it's heartbreaking to hear other people's stories. Outside of the walk, I've also raised money by donating profits from my Avon sales. I chose a particular product to sell to raise funds for PSPA, and I'm planning to do it again after Christmas. I'm also very tempted to do the winter walk again, too. Sign up today. Gather your family and friends to create special memories, raise awareness and funds at the London Winter Walk on Saturday the 24th and Sunday the 25th of January 2026. To sign up, simply visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/events-list/London-winter-walk.